Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are ready to hear the first case for this morning, which is United States against Tostado Cianez.
May it please the court. Good morning. My name is Ross Eagle, and I represent Nicholas Tostado. Today I'd like to address the first issues that were raised in my brief and rely on the written submission as to the fast-track issue. Your Honors, Mr. Tostado contends that his sentence in this case is unreasonable, and he does so for the following reasons. The first is for the denial of a departure or variance based on extreme family circumstances. As Your Honors are aware, such a departure should only be granted in extraordinary and unusual circumstances, and we believe that this is exactly that type of case.
But, you know, of course, the record reflects that Judge Zagel was well aware of the very unfortunate circumstances of his daughter, but nonetheless thought that his behavior once he was back didn't warrant any kind of adjustment, whatever we want to call it. And it's a little hard to say that the judge wasn't paying attention to that, that his assessment of the situation is something so far out of bounds that we ought to disagree.
Judge, I'm not suggesting that Judge Zagel wasn't paying attention. In fact, he clearly was, and he accepted that that was the reason, that the sole reason that Mr. Tostado reentered the United States was to try to save the life of his daughter. This was not just a teenage daughter that was having some difficulties with a parent. This was a child that had attempted suicide on multiple occasions and who literally needed the intervention of someone. The mother could not do it anymore and called down and asked. The fact that Judge Zagel accepted that, I believe, warrants the implementation. I believe when Judge Zagel then says, but he showed poor judgment in the circumstances of arrest up here, that may be a separate reason why he wouldn't grant my next argument, which I'll go over that later. However, I still think that warrants the extreme family circumstance of why he came up here. Now, as for the basis of saying that he showed poor judgment in coming up here, I believe that what Judge Zagel indirectly has done is over-penalize Mr. Tostado for the actions that brought him to the court's attention, the DUI that he picked up while he was up here. Mr. Tostado did, as was addressed, did commit three violent offenses when he was a younger man. Back in 1990, he was incarcerated, and he served his time. And by all accounts, or I should say there's never been any issue about any violent behavior in the prison, any additional offenses that he committed. In their response, the government had mentioned that due to his lengthy incarceration, he hadn't had time to commit offenses. I would submit to you that you can commit crimes in jail, and unfortunately people do all the time. There's no evidence that Mr. Tostado did that. Additionally, he was.
Your real argument, though, I mean, particularly in this post-Booker world, doesn't have to do with his criminal history category or anything. Aren't you just saying that 70 months is a sentence that's too long given all the circumstances here? And I take it the record suggests that Mr. Tostado is more than happy to go back to Mexico at this point. It's not like he's one of these people who's going to keep slipping across the border, at least so he represents.
Absolutely, Judge. That is the crux, that for an illegal reentry case of someone who hadn't rehabilitated themselves and came up here for those reasons, 70 months is simply too much. The record
what is not too much?
Judge, I believe at sentencing we asked for time considered served, given the fact that, which would have been at the time a couple of months, I think 6 to 7. By now.
So a sentence of any more than that would be unreasonable then?
No, Judge. I'm not.
12 months here.
No, I'm not suggesting that 5 or 6 was the only sentence. As this court has said a number of times, there are more than one reasonable sentence. What I would like is that the sentence to be shortened greatly. Mr. Tostado, after his deportation, went back to Mexico. He married. He had 2 children. He had a job working as a hotel security guard. He would not have come back to America but to attempt to save the life of his daughter. And he has no reason at this point ever to come back to America. He has no family here. Most of his he has very limited family here. Most of his family has moved back to Mexico. And he, upon his release from prison, was waving doesn't have much of a choice probably, but is waiving deportation and is going right back down where he will stay and hopefully raise his children and continue the rehabilitation he'd already proven. But 70 months, we believe, is simply too much. And with that, Judge, if there are no more questions, I'll reserve the balance of my time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. May?
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Daniel May from the United States Attorney's Office here in the Northern District of Illinois. Below, Judge Zagel in the district court followed the procedures that this court has set forth. In the first thing that the judge did was properly calculate the guideline range in this case, which was 70 to 87 months. He then considered the factors that the defendant set forth in his sentencing brief in which he argued before the district court. Two of those the defendant has addressed this morning. One was the extraordinary circumstances, as he said, and also relating to his criminal history.
May I ask you this? Is there a way for somebody in this situation like Mr. Tostada, assuming he had lived here a while, now he's deported, and he has a daughter who's very ill in America, is there a legal way for him to reenter the country at that point? How does he go about seeking the Attorney General's permission to come in if it's a dire situation like that?
Judge, I'm not familiar with the standard procedures, but I know that when they are deported like he was initially, he is told that he has to obtain the the consent of the Attorney General.
Yeah, I don't suppose he calls up Alberto Gonzalez and asks for permission to come back here, but what does he do?
Judge, I'm not familiar with that procedure.
Neither am I, but I'm wondering how does Mr. Tostada or anybody who's similarly situated and has an emergency situation just across the border come in here? Is there a way to do it?
I believe there is, but I really can't speculate, Judge, as to what is the proper procedure for them to do that, except that he had family here. There's no doubt about that. He could have contacted an attorney here, or his family could have. But beyond
this
that,
may not be the right place even to do it, though. I mean, it's really too bad you don't know that, because Judge Zagel speculated in his remarks that there is, in fact, no particularly efficient way to come back here properly with the permission of the Attorney General, as his removal order stated, and that it might take a long time. And here's his daughter, who, of course, tragically does wind up dying for whatever reason, whether it was suicide or a tragic accident or whatever it was. And surely in a life-and-death situation, as he believed he was facing, you could understand his feeling of urgency.
I understand that, Judge, but I think what Judge Zagel looked at beyond that, though, were the circumstances of what this defendant put himself in, and that's what Judge Zagel had.
It's a 70-month sentence for a DUI, basically. It's not for reentering. It's for having the bad judgment to drive a car with some, I don't remember whether the record shows what his
he had been previously convicted of three violent felonies of attempted murder with the use of a firearm.
A very long time before, and Judge Zagel totally discounted that. That's not what Judge Zagel said his reason for the sentence was.
Well, he considered the sentence, Judge, and the fact that he said and acknowledged that he probably was a different person than he was when he was convicted of those when he was younger. But the fact that he had reentered this country illegally and then was caught driving intoxicated and without a license while he was attending, allegedly, to his daughter, or while he was back here to see his daughter, and that was the biggest problem that Judge Zagel had. And he says that, I just don't find that this person, I can trust him to not commit additional offenses. When the reason he says he's back in this country is to tend to his daughter or to see her, and then he goes out driving intoxicated and without a license.
So in other words, that's the reason. I'm looking at page 14 of his transcript, appendix 17, and he says, at a time when his one extraordinary problem I have with the argument and mitigation, and that is this: at a time when his daughter needs him, he winds up behind the wheel of a car without a license and under the influence of alcohol. So I think Judge Zagel has discounted the old convictions, even though, of course, they were for very serious offenses. And he doesn't point to any evidence that Mr. Tostada was likely to reenter again. I mean, one of the problems, as you well know in these cases, is people keep reentering and reentering, and eventually you've got to give them a fairly serious prison term to hopefully to deter that. But where's that in this record?
Well, Judge, I think he accounted for that in indicating that based upon the sentencing guideline range, he felt that the reasons that the defendant gave didn't outweigh what he thought was an appropriate sentence, which was the low end of the guideline sentencing range. And he says that on page 19 of the defendant's appendix, where he goes through and says that I've considered these factors, but I don't think they outweigh the fact that he came back into this country, was convicted and committed and was convicted of another sentence while he was illegally in this country. And to Judge Zagel, that was the reason for providing an appropriate low-end guideline sentence.
You don't disagree that if the reason for the reentry was, as he states, this emergency situation with his daughter, if that is true, that a sentence of below 70 months would be certainly reasonable?
Judge, I think that for the reasons of the guideline sentence and the reasons that the judge heard at the time, I think that the reasonable sentence was what the judge imposed here.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And he considered that.
Your argument is a 70-month sentence is reasonable. Would a 50-month sentence be reasonable?
That is in the position of what the district court considers, and that's in their discretion.
Yeah, asking, if Judge Zagel had imposed a 50-month sentence here, would the government be appealing?
Depending on what reasons the judge gave for imposing that
sentence. Well, the reason he gave was that extenuating circumstances justifying, at least in Tostada's mind, the urge to reenter the country.
It may have been under the circumstances, but then again, in terms of experience, I don't know what a reasonable sentence would have been in judgment at that time. It may have been, it may not have been. But
what exactly is the chronology of events here? He reenters when?
I believe he reenters sometime a couple of years before he is arrested in this case for the driving under the influence and driving while license revoked, and then he is...
And he reenters to attend his daughter's graduation?
That is the reason he says it is, Judge.
And then he overstays. I mean, reenters overstaying is not the right word, but
he illegally reenters the country and is living.
To attend the daughter's graduation, and upon his return is confronted with the difficulties that she is going through and remains. That's his reason for remaining,
right?
Apparently.
That's the reason he gave to the court.
So that's not his reason for reentry. That's his reason for remaining.
Correct.
Is the actual...
And he's
factual
here,
record.
Correct, Judge. And he's here illegally for a period of time, and then he's out on one occasion driving under the influence, and he's arrested, and he is then transferred from state custody into federal custody.
And when is the daughter killed in the car accident?
She is killed sometime while he is incarcerated pending the resolution of this case before Judge Zagel.
And there's 3 years that elapses between his illegal reentry and his arrest for drunk driving.
I believe that's about the time frame, yes, Judge.
The appellant's brief says he reentered the United States approximately 5 years after his 2000 deportation, which by my math means it has to be 2005. Where in the record are you relying on a three-year period of time?
That was just what I remembered from the facts as when I prosecuted the case in the district court.
Is that 3 years that he's here before he's actually arrested, or are you referring to the lapse of time before he reenters?
What your brief says is defendant reentered the United States illegally in June 2005, And on October 29, 2005, he was present and found. So that looks more like a few months to me.
I stand corrected, Judge.
If it's 2005, he cannot have been here for 3 years.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're not geniuses at math in the legal profession, but that looks to me like it's actually consistent with his story and consistent with Judge Zagel believed, a fairly short period of time. And I thought the record showed as well, maybe I'm misremembering, that the mother of Justine contacted him and said, I'm very worried about her. So that there was actually a link to the mental illness concern that, again, supports his story that he came back because of the mental problems.
Well, Judge, I'm not contesting, and that's what Judge Zagel found, of course, that he believed that that was the reason that he did come back into the country was to tend to the daughter. But based upon the totality of the circumstances, the judge felt, again, that the low end of the guideline range was appropriate, again, relying upon all of the circumstances that the defendant had given for a lower sentence and what the PSR indicated as to his background and also in his prior criminal history, which was, I believe, a Category 6.
The judge never makes a finding of fact, does he, about the question whether there's a risk of further reentry?
He does not. I think the closest he indicates is that he just fears that he can't trust him in the fact that because he committed this other offense while attending up here to his daughter's needs, he committed that offense. Luckily, as the judge indicated, nobody was injured in his offense that he was convicted on, the DUI and the driving while license revoked. He just couldn't find him trustworthy enough to give him a lower sentence than what he provided. If there are no further questions, then I would ask that the court affirm the sentence below. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Eagle? All right.
If you could confirm the chronology for
Judge,
us, just so we have it correct in the elapse of time and so forth.
I believe that Mr. Tostado reentered sometime in June.
Of
2005, yes. He was deported, I believe, at the very end of March of 2000, about a week after, I guess he wasn't even released from prison. After prison, within a week, he was deported. And he remained in Mexico, like I said, married, had children, was working.
And when is the arrest for drunk driving?
October of 2005. Okay. I do not have the exact...
So it is just a few months after his reentry.
It was just a few months, Judge.
Okay. And the daughter died 2 months after that.
I do not remember the exact time. He was in custody. I believe it was after his guilty plea but before sentencing, if my memory serves me. And I just wanted to address one or two points that Mr. May had made. One was about Mr. Tostado's need to reenter on an emergency basis. One of the things he suggested was that he could have hired a lawyer and tried to do that. I believe the pre-sentence investigation report that you all have explaining his finances would show that he made about 2,000 pesos a month, which with the, I don't know it exactly in front of me, but certainly is not enough to hire a lawyer in addition to providing for his family or doing anything this. The court can also take note that I am appointed counsel under the CJA. That was not a realistic avenue for him. We're also dealing with an individual who may lack the education or refinement or ability to navigate through a government bureaucracy as big as immigration and trying to get permission. I don't think that that's usually something that would be very easy for an individual to just walk off the street and try and fill out some form to come in. The last part that I will address is Mr. May had brought up a little bit about that he came up for his daughter's graduation, or was it for this? The judge had found and accepted that he came up for his daughter's mental health. But like a lot of things, it's all part and parcel of the same thing. The mother calls down there and says that she's very...
The mother, it is in the record, I'm remembering correctly, that the mother calls.
The mother called and said that you know, our, not to quote, obviously, but our daughter's out of control. I need help. This is a life or death situation. It was around the time that the call was that graduation was, so he talks to his daughter and promises that he'll be able to make it up for graduation. Also acknowledging, since it is an illegal entry, it's not like he could just walk to the airport and get a flight up. So I don't think he could necessarily say, I'll be here exactly when that time. He set the time of the graduation, knowing that a graduation of anybody, but especially a teen girl who's having problems, having her father there would be something that would be very special. So I think it's a bit of a combination. Once he's up here, of course, he now understands that the mother was not exaggerating in any stretch of the imagination or hadn't just kind of tired of parenting a teenage girl, but that this was a very, very serious case. And in the end, I think that basically it does come down to that 70 months for what is an extraordinary and unusual circumstance and not likely to reoccur. It's not like this court will be flooded with, hopefully, will not be flooded with situations such as this, that a shorter sentence would be reasonable and would serve the ends of justice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And as you mentioned, Mr. Eagle, we have taken note of the fact that you're appointed, and the court very much appreciates your service both to your client and to the court. And thank you as well.